All right, Alexander, we have some reaction from around the world from Twitter's banning of US President Trump. And we'll talk about Angela Merkel, German Chancellor Merkel. We'll talk about Emmanuel Macron. And we'll talk about the once poisoned, supposedly, allegedly poisoned, Alexei Navalny, who seems to be residing now in Germany. I guess he's living there now. But before you get into your thoughts on to how they have condemned the deplatforming of a U.S. president, and they all have condemned it, and I would say the most logical and the most recent condemnation has actually come from Alexei Navalny.
Indeed.
And I'll read you the quote as we go through the video, in the second segment of the video. I do want to say that even though Merkel and Macron or the French government have condemned it, freedom of speech is not guaranteed in the EU or Europe in the same way that it is in the US. And I would imagine, I was watching a Stix Hexenheimer video, and he made a good point in that while Merkel condemns it, the governments in Europe probably feel that if there's anyone that should be doing the censorship and deplatforming, it should come at the government level and not at the private level. So they have a very different definition of who should be censoring. While in the US, it is prohibited on a government level via the First Amendment. So you can get into that as you give your commentary on Merkel, Macron, Navalny.
Well, indeed, let's actually start with that last point because you're absolutely right. Let me just quote what Merkel's spokesman, Stefan Siebert, said. He said, "Free speech is a fundamental right of vital importance that can be restricted, but only in accordance with the laws and within a framework defined by the legislator, not by the decisions of the management of social media platforms." He said, and he goes on to say that for that reason, the Chancellor, that's to say Merkel, finds it problematic that Mr. Trump's accounts have been indefinitely suspended. And then Siebert referred to a German law on online hate speech that came into force in 2018, putting the country at the forefront of global efforts to police the internet. That all comes, by the way, from a Financial Times article, which was published on the 11th of January. The point is that the Europeans do regulate internet content by law. There is no real equivalent in Britain. In Europe, sorry, to the First Amendment of the Constitution. There is a provision guarding free speech in the Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which is to some extent modeled on American legal concepts and on the First Amendment. But certainly and unquestionably, people like Merkel believe that free expression should be regulated. It's just that they think it should be they who do it, not platforms like Twitter. Having said that, it is remarkable that they're saying this. And it isn't just the Germans, it's also the French. The French government has made the same points. And of course, as you correctly say, so is Navalny now. And Navalny is making all kinds of comments about how this is also going to be picked up by countries like China and, of course, Russia in his case. And he says that this is going to create problems for political dissidents in those countries, because if that happens in the United States, if freedom of speech can be restricted in the United States, other countries like Russia, China and the rest can start making the same moves and justifying them by reference to what the US is doing. And I think that's really the point. That's really why people like Merkel and Macron are unhappy about this. You get other people like the Mexican president, López Obrador, who I think genuinely is concerned about what has happened. But Merkel and Macron, who like to come along to people like Putin and Xi Jinping and lecture them about freedom of speech, have now found themselves in a situation where if they do give those kind of lectures, Putin will simply come back and say, "Well, I don't take any of this from you. Your major ally, the United States, has just taken action to censor the words of its own president. So why should I pay any attention to what you say to me? And Navalny, who has entirely lived through the internet, he was originally a blogger. He's also obviously got a YouTube channel, all of those sort of things. He's also now very nervous because if the Russians take a leaf from the Twitter book, if you like, and start taking the same kind of steps or justify, they could justify steps against him and people like him in exactly the same way that the US has done. I did a program on my channel about how China was ridiculing the US over this. And I said in that program that actions like the ones Twitter has taken have consequences. And you now see those consequences. America's adversaries like China are emboldened. America's partners, stroke adversaries like Russia, are assessing this and thinking about this very carefully. And America's friends, people like Merkel, Macron, and Navalny, are dismayed.
Yeah, big tech really shot America in the foot here. They did a terrible disservice to the United States of America, a terrible disservice, because the entire world, friends and foes, are just going to look at what Twitter did to the United States president, and they're going to say, don't lecture me about censorship, democracy, freedom of speech. They're not going to want to hear it. So, I mean, big tech did a terrible disservice. Let me read you exactly what Navalny said, because we have to give credit where credit is due. He came out with a very strong statement.
Absolutely.
He says, and this was in an 11-part Twitter thread, and I'm taking this from the New York Post. He said, I think that the ban of Donald Trump on Twitter is an unacceptable act of censorship. Don't tell me he was banned for violating Twitter rules. I get death threats here every day for many years, and Twitter doesn't ban anyone, not that I ask for it. Of course, Twitter is a private company, but we have seen many examples in Russia and China of such private companies becoming the state's best friends and the enablers when it comes to censorship. A very strong statement from Navalny, and the first part of that statement really rings true.
Absolutely, no question about it. My views on Navalny are very well known, but on this issue, he's absolutely spot on right, and he must feel that the branch he sits on is being sawn away by his erstwhile friends in the United States. Companies like Russian tech companies. There are Russian tech companies at the moment. Have an uneasy relationship with the Russian government. But it's not inconceivable that one day they might start being used by the Russian government in the same way that the US tech companies have started to be used in support of a political faction in the United States. And if that happens, then, as I said, without support from the internet, Navalny's position becomes impossible. And on the point, on the specific point about the contents of some of the things that are said about him or to him in his threads, which Twitter has shown no interest in taking any steps about, I have absolutely no doubt that that is true. I am sure that is right. All kinds of people in Russia have very strong feelings about Navalny and undoubtedly do express them on Twitter, and Twitter has taken no steps about them.
Yeah, and so let me take it one step further. I've heard, I don't know how accurate it is, but I've heard some rumblings and rumors that a country like India, for example, may actually say, you know what, and this is what I've heard, Modi may actually say, you know, it's just better to block Twitter altogether. Keep in mind, India has blocked TikTok. They have blocked TikTok. So they would say, you know what, it's better to just get rid of Twitter altogether than to risk me being the next person that's deplatformed by a social network like Twitter in my country. What's to stop a leader? Oh, Erdogan decided that he's not going to be using WhatsApp for different reasons, but still he's saying we're not going to use WhatsApp in the Turkish government. Good on Erdogan, credit where credit is due. What's to stop leaders in other countries from saying, you know what? It's best if I tell Twitter and FB to just buzz off. So I'm just going to completely block them in my country. Because if I continue to let them flourish and grow in my country as a social network, what's to stop them one day from saying, you know what, Mr. Modi, Mr. Putin, Mr. Trudeau, Mr. whoever. I mean, you know, we don't like what you said. We don't like how it's interpreted what you said. And we're going to remove you.
Absolutely correct. I mean, can I just say that I think that's absolutely going to happen. Bear in mind, of course, that the Chinese have never really, well, they've never allowed, you know, most of these platforms to operate in the US at all. These platforms, Twitter especially, have played central roles in political crises in many countries. They played a big role in the attempted in the protests in Iran in 2009. They played a very big role in the Egyptian protests, the Arab Spring protests of 2011. There was an uprising, I think, in 2009 also in Moldova, where, by the way, the parliament was burnt down. And that was largely organized by Twitter, on Twitter. I remember people saying, you know, it was the sort of Twitter revolution. And of course, Twitter has been used in all sorts of other places too. Now, the United States up to this point was able to say, well, restrictions on Twitter would not be justified because Twitter is not a political instrument. It is an impartial, objective platform. People are simply putting their views on it. When governments around the world see Twitter taking steps within the United States, which are of a overt political nature, intended to benefit one political faction, in a power struggle in the United States, they will come back to the US and they will say, we're very sorry, we don't accept that Twitter is any kind of impartial platform. It is clearly a political body. It clearly interferes in political affairs. Accordingly, we don't want it in our own country. And of course, China has already taken that position for a long time, but then China is well, to put it straightforwardly, an authoritarian, organized country. Other countries now are bound to follow. Russia quite likely could be the first, because bear in mind that Russia already has all the infrastructure. It has its own alternatives to Twitter, its own alternatives to Google, its own alternatives to Facebook, Russian companies which already dominate the market in Russia. But it could switch off Twitter very easily, and most people in Russia would be able to continue to use the internet much in the way that they can already. Other countries, India, for example, with its massive, software, people who know about computer software, they could start to do the same. And what we will start to see is that the World Wide Web, which has given the United States so much influence, because remember, the World Wide Web, as we call it, was actually the American internet expanding right around the world. The United States pioneered the internet in the 1990s, and then it expanded it all over the world. What we will now see is that World Wide Web will start to break up. More and more countries around the world, the big countries, will start to develop their own internet in complete severance to that which is dominated by the US. And the US will use that tremendously powerful instrument of American foreign policy, dare I say it, but soft power, that major soft power, and indeed commercial power instrument that US domination of the internet has given it. I mean, yeah. This is a stupid move at so many levels.
It's
it was an incredibly stupid thing to do.
It's over, Alexander. It's over. I agree with you 1,000%. The Pandora's box has been opened. Yes. And I have to be honest. I mean, you know me. I love tech. I understand tech. It's a passion of mine. But I would, and I would hate to see the internet turn out like the way you're describing it. But I think there's no other way forward. And I really couldn't blame countries now. Yeah. I couldn't talk against countries that would come out with the argument at this point in time and say, you know what? Social networks are just too dangerous for my own position of power, for my own government. So we need to shut down Facebook and Twitter in our country and use our own homegrown local networks, like what Erdogan has done. He said, no more WhatsApp. We're going to use, I believe, a Turkcell-developed messaging app called Bip. But anyway, he says it's just too dangerous. I can't fault him. I cannot fault him. Jack Dorsey is going to go down in history as the man that literally destroyed the World Wide Web with his actions.
Yes.
And you can't fault governments if they say, you know what? Twitter is just too dangerous. I can't risk another Arab Spring, or I can't risk another uprising in Belarus or in Moldova or anywhere. And you can't fault them. And the United States can't say one damn thing about it.
Yes. I mean, consider what Merkel has just said. Isn't she making exactly the point that you've just made? Isn't she in effect saying you can't leave it to companies? You've got to have it controlled by the governments themselves. Because when she talks about legislation, of course she means legislation that the government will produce. So, I mean, it is not impossible now that the European Union, which has had its issues with the United States on all sorts of things, might start to take steps to develop its own internet in rivalry to the US. It has the technological means. The only thing that might save the US internet in Europe is, frankly, the Europeans seem to be so incompetent about most things that one wonders whether they would ever know how to get their act together. But if Merkel is talking in that way, of course people like Modi, Erdogan, López Obrador, no doubt in Mexico, Bolsonaro in Brazil, all of these people at this moment in time will be thinking in exactly the kind of way that you are saying. And not just Bolsonaro. Talking about Brazil, I mean, Dilma Rousseff and, her predecessor, Lula da Silva, who are left-wing people but who have issues with the US too, they may feel exactly the same way. So you're going to start seeing the World Wide Web start to break down, because the fiction, because it was always a bit of a fiction, that it was an impartial, objective thing, is cracking. And Jack Dorsey and Twitter have now shattered it.
They did not think this. Their anger and their TDS, their Trump derangement syndrome.
No.
They don't understand what they've just done.
Exactly. They don't understand. Well, as I said, that's interesting you said that, because, of course, it was the phrase used by Putin in a famous speech he gave to the United Nations. And that's been quoted a lot recently. I mean, do they understand what they have done? Decisions made in anger are repented at leisure. And this is a case in point.
All right. Alexander Bear-Kirst, thank you very much, guys. Subscribe to us on BitChute, on Rumble, and on Odyssey. You will find those links down below. PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, start in Bitcoin. Your donation really helps out this channel. You'll find those links down below. And of course, our magic mugs right here. You see the US magic mug, and I'm wearing a Hungry t-shirt. You'll find all our merchandise at the Durant Shop. You'll find the link for that down below. And of course, our channels, Alexander's channel, my channel. You will find those links down below as well. A lot of people have been asking about Alexander's channel on BitChute and on Odyssey. That's coming up soon. I don't have a presence, and Alexander doesn't have a presence on Rumble. I'm trying to put that together as well. Give you a little bit of time. We'll get all that that stuff sorted out.
Absolutely, we will. And do please come to our shop and buy the great things you will find there. You support the Duran by doing so, and you're the owner of the wonderful things you will find there. The feedback we get on our products is exceptional. People love them. So please support us by going there to our shop, and please get yourself these wonderful things so that you can enjoy them for yourself. And please come also to our next broadcast.
All right. Take care, everybody.